Let's dive into the concept of community associations. So, what exactly is a community association? Well, it's a type of organization that comes into play when owning a property requires mandatory membership. This means that if you own a unit, parcel, or share in certain types of residential developments, you're automatically a member of the association. This applies to various types of properties, including condominiums, cooperatives, homeowners associations, and even mobile homes, townhouses, and villas. Essentially, if it's a residential unit or parcel within a development, it likely falls under the umbrella of a community association. Now, the primary goal of these associations is to ensure the maintenance of common property. This is crucial because it helps keep the community looking its best and functioning smoothly. The association has the authority to levy assessments, which are fees that help cover the costs of maintenance and operations. They can also enter into contracts to manage the upkeep of these shared spaces, ensuring everything is taken care of efficiently. When we talk about community associations, there are a few main types to consider: condominiums, cooperatives, and homeowners associations. Each of these has its own unique structure and rules, but they all share the common goal of fostering a well-maintained community. Now, let's discuss some of the advantages and disadvantages of shared property and community living. On the plus side, living in a community association means shared maintenance and expenses, which can lighten the financial load for everyone involved. It also brings a sense of stability and security, as there's a centralized responsibility for managing the community. This can lead to greater efficiency in operations and upkeep. However, it's important to acknowledge that living in a community association can come with some downsides, particularly the loss of individual freedom. When you're part of a community, there are rules and regulations that everyone must follow, which can sometimes feel restrictive. Speaking of shared spaces, let's talk about common property and appurtenances. Common property refers to areas that are shared by all owners within the community. In a condominium, for example, this is known as common elements, which are jointly owned by all unit owners. There are also limited common elements, which are reserved for the exclusive use of specific units. In cooperatives, these shared spaces are referred to as common areas, with similar distinctions for limited common areas. Appurtenances are another important aspect of community associations. These are accessory rights that come with property ownership in a community. They include things like an undivided share in the common property, the right to use easements, and membership in the association with full voting rights. Essentially, these rights enhance the ownership experience and ensure that all members have a say in how the community is managed. Now, let's touch on covenants. A covenant is essentially a commitment or agreement that imposes certain rights or liabilities on property owners. The restrictive covenants found in the governing documents of a community are permanent and remain in effect until the community is terminated. This means that when you buy into a community association, you're agreeing to abide by these rules, which are designed to maintain the quality and lifestyle of the community. As a member of a community association, you have responsibilities too. It's essential to occupy, use, and maintain your property according to the community's governing documents. The overarching goal of the association is to uphold the quality of life for all residents, and by purchasing a unit or share, you're agreeing to follow the established rules and regulations. This commitment extends to your family and guests as well. As a member of a community association, you have responsibilities too. It's essential to occupy, use, and maintain your property according to the community's governing documents. The overarching goal of the association is to uphold the quality of life for all residents, and by purchasing a unit or share, you're agreeing to follow the established rules and regulations. This commitment extends to your family and guests as well. Now, let's shift gears and talk about the role of community association managers and management firms. In Florida, there's a specific statute that requires anyone providing community association management services to be licensed. This is particularly important when the individual or firm is managing more than 10 units or has an annual budget exceeding $100,000. Community association management services encompass a wide range of responsibilities, from controlling funds and preparing budgets to assisting with meetings and collecting dues. It's a role that requires substantial knowledge and managerial skills. However, if someone is performing clerical tasks under the supervision of a licensed manager, or is solely responsible for maintenance, they don't need to be licensed. A community association manager is a licensed individual who provides these management services, while a management firm can be any organization that offers these services. Interestingly, there's no legal requirement for a community association to hire a licensed manager or firm, but if they choose to do so, they must ensure that the firm is properly licensed. When it comes to the management of community associations, the board of directors plays a crucial role. They can either hire a licensed community association manager or contract with a management firm to handle the day-to-day operations. The specific duties of the manager or firm are outlined in a contractual agreement, and they must adhere to the governing documents and relevant statutes. Professional managers are expected to act as agents for the community association, carrying out their duties with loyalty, skill, and diligence. They must also be transparent and fair in their dealings, ensuring that all funds are accounted for and that fees are reasonable. Contracts may even include indemnity clauses to protect managers from ordinary negligence, provided their actions were directed by the community association. Lastly, let's discuss the standards of professional conduct that community association managers must follow. These standards are automatically incorporated into any agreement for management services. Managers are required to comply with the governing documents, handle funds appropriately, and maintain transparency with the community. They must also ensure that they do not withhold official records from the association and respond promptly to any regulatory notifications. In summary, community associations play a vital role in maintaining the quality of life in residential developments. They provide a framework for shared responsibility, ensuring that common areas are well maintained and that residents can enjoy a stable and secure living environment. By understanding the roles, responsibilities, and regulations surrounding community associations, both members and managers can work together to create thriving communities. Now that you've listened to the audio on community association concepts, it's time to put your knowledge to the test. Get ready for 8 multiple choice questions that will challenge what you've learned. Let's dive in. 1. What is a community association? A. A type of government organization. B. A voluntary membership group. C. An organization requiring mandatory membership for property owners. D. A social club for residents. The answer is C. A community association is an organization requiring mandatory membership for property owners. 2. Which of the following is not a type of community association mentioned in the text? A. Condominiums. B. Homeowners associations. C. Apartment complexes. D. Cooperatives. The answer is C. Apartment complexes is not a type of community association mentioned in the text. 3. What is the primary goal of community associations? A. To increase property values. B. To manage individual property sales. C. To provide entertainment for residents. D. To ensure the maintenance of common property. The answer is D. The primary goal of community associations is to ensure the maintenance of common property. 4. What are assessments in the context of community associations? A. Fees for individual property improvements. B. Fines for rule violations. C. Fees levied to cover maintenance and operations costs. D. Donations to local charities. The answer is C. Assessments in the context of community associations are fees levied to cover maintenance and operations costs. 5. What are appurtenances in community associations? A. Shared community events. B. accessory rights that come with property ownership. See rules governing property use. D. Types of community associations. The answer is B. Appurtenances in community associations are accessory rights that come with property ownership. 6. What is a covenant in the context of community associations? A. A commitment that imposes rights or liabilities on property owners. B. A type of community event. C. A financial assessment for maintenance. D. A type of property ownership. The answer is A. A covenant in the context of community associations is a commitment that imposes rights or liabilities on property owners. 7. Who is required to be licensed when providing community association management services in Florida? A. Anyone managing less than 10 units. B. Anyone managing more than 10 units, or with a budget over $100,000. C. Only management firms. D. All property owners. The answer is B. Anyone managing more than 10 units or with a budget over $100,000 is required to be licensed when providing community association management services in Florida. 8. What is one responsibility of community association managers? A. To create new community rules. B. To manage funds and prepare budgets. C. To enforce local government laws. D. To sell individual properties within the community. The answer is B. One responsibility of community association managers is to manage funds and prepare budgets.
How do you think you performed on the quiz about community association concepts? If you feel uncertain about your answers or want to improve your understanding, reviewing the material is a great idea. Additionally, reaching out to Fred Gray at Gray Systems can help clarify any questions you may have. If you need assistance with specific concepts or topics, feel free to ask.